sit in like so.
Did you come from work?
I did. Today was my day off, but I work tomorrow. Saturday.
Oh, that's terrible. What time?
8 or 4, and then from there I'm going to Adobe.
Oh, don't go to Adobe.
I mostly like going only for trades. I get more trades than I do in juniors.
Like with them or with Troy?
No, fuck Troy. I get because more people go to Adobe, and I like going for trades because I always get for a shit tons of trades. And I recently, me and my fiance bought like 6 of the premium.
Fiance too?
Yeah.
Dear God.
We bought 6 boxes of the premium gold.
Oh.
And you know, so we got some new trades. So, like, I'm just trying to get cards to pimp out the deck.
What are you playing?
Dark Worlds, Hunters, and Harpies.
You son of a bitch. All of those are terrible.
What?
I hate Harpies. That's beside the point. I can't.
Harpies.
Dark Worlds are my worst. I fucking hate Dark Worlds.
No skill required.
No skill required.
And still
I want to talk to you about that in a second. But how you guys doing? Here with Good Day Paradise. That's pretty much the intro there. I mean, I'm going to open up with... What song do you guys want me to open up with?
With
Teenage Boy Song?
Girls Gone Wild. Or like the Jackass intro.
That's copyright. I get sued pretty quick, actually. I can do Teenage Boy Song. Is that fine?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like...
Yeah, it's weird. Like first.
But that's a big one, right?
No.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't play at the concert, did you?
Yeah, we did.
Was that the last one?
Yes, sir.
Every single song except for Prodigy was played.
Except for what?
Prodigy. That's like the acoustic.
He hasn't even played.
No, I see. This is why I didn't buy it. Hard copies because I bought it on iTunes.
That's pirated.
And you've been fucking with me all this time.
But I bought it when it first when you showed me it came out because James showed me and he listened to it and
let me. I just want to jack off.
I want to say you sound completely different on every song, like as in live. You sound good, but you sound so much better on that album. You sound so good.
Thank you.
It's like listening to Blink-182. Just
that's
worse.
That's bad. Blink-182 sounds like shit, man.
I remember like...
Whoa.
They're not Panic at the Disco, though. I love Panic at the Disco.
Exactly.
They're fucking terrible.
I don't like Panic at the Disco.
Hey, dude, I thought I already downloaded Fireman. It's not showing up.
Did you already start this, by the way?
I can edit out everything. Don't worry about it. I can just make it to where it's just me the whole time.
Oh, dude, I have that.
No. Like, again, I can turn it on and off whenever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you want to just, like, go ahead and start real quick?
It's already started. It started, like, 10 minutes ago. While you guys were talking
about it. I thought you were just, like, you know.
Like I said, on and off. And I can insert music wherever. I can insert sound bites wherever. All
right. So, can you start off with,
I will take that clip and put it to the beginning. But whenever they get to this point, you make the sound, no one's going to hear it.
We're Good Day Paradise. This is Brian.
Martin.
And Clyde.
Clyde, you are the most talented. My girlfriend, not to offend you, definitely to offend you. My girlfriend and one of my best friends, I listened to it. He was like, who the fuck is that drummer? That drummer's amazing. And I was like,
thanks.
Some guy I went to school with. Do you remember Osiris?
Sorry.
No, good. Nobody cares about him. He's making like 6 figures. It's fine. He's happy. Don't worry about it. But they loved your drumming. Like, Chelsea was like, Brian sucks, but everything was A-okay.
Did you ask her what exactly I suck?
Did you just wink at me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to imply you sucking my dick? Brian, just
like
suck
my
girl's
dick. Clear.
Joke's on you, she's a lesbian. Back to your lesbian reference, bitch. Fucking mop top head. Anyway, what do you want to do? Because I know you don't want to be stuck with them forever. You're the bass player. You're like the star.
He actually has another band.
What?
No, not the same.
Is it Bare Hands? Because I'm going to interview them in like a week.
Oh, no. No, it's more like a little like independent project that me and my guitarist, he's actually my shift leader over there at Little Caesars. Anyways, me and him used to have a band like a long time ago, but we kind of split off. Me and him have kept in touch, so I mean, we still do our own stuff from time to time.
So y'all meet up and like do stuff?
Yeah.
Nothing has to do with them?
No.
Does that make you guys jealous?
No.
I mean, it's nothing serious. I want to start doing my own thing too.
Really? What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Professional Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah. I like it.
In a fucking game.
Either way, even if my stuff played live, I'd love these two to be in it. as well.
Like guys in Showgirls? Like just get him in like, just humiliate him, put him in thongs, and have Bryant dance around with his little dick.
Oh,
God. Come on, Bryant! I can say it, you can say it. It's alright. No, yeah, take, yeah, be shy right now. Because this is where it fucking counts.
I'm not shy. You're asking him questions.
It's open-ended. Have you seen the comments you guys have on iTunes?
No, we actually don't have any.
Really?
No, we don't have at all.
No.
Not what?
I'm pretty sure we don't have anything. No ratings, nothing, dude. We got zero stars, no comments.
I can go do that right now if you guys want.
You want
to sign on? These guys are amazing. Especially the drummer and the bass player.
Oh, it's 4.5 stars.
It's like, basically, we're in the music business.
That was very unprofessional. I'm sorry. I've never done that before. Go on.
Basically, we're in the music business for, like, the money. Like, we don't want to go to college.
So I recorded an intro saying that you do it just because you love music. So I'm going to re-record that intro and not put it in here, you son of a bitch. But since they're doing something a lot better than you, what are you going to do when they leave you?
God!
Dude, I honestly don't know. To be honest, I do want to do, like, something in metal, heavy, screamo type thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a guy we work with, James, he told me that you want to do, like, the pop stuff. Like, you're really into pop.
No.
Don't lie to me, right? No, come on.
No.
Used to be.
I listen to everything, to be honest.
Like what?
Just
reggaeton?
I used to in California.
Cumbia.
Like, cumbia.
Daddy Yankees.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Really?
Alright.
I thought he was like Los Lonely Boys, but then they came out with a record. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Right?
He's not in Los Lonely Boys?
Daddy Yankee was in Los Lonely Boys?
Don't know much.
Cornrows, dude. Well, yeah, cornrows, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Basically, like, the real thing is in the band, like, we just want to tour and, like, just suck every type of fucking dick there is. Asians, black,
that's all
white, Hispanics, you know. Just,
you're going to be greatly disappointed with the Asians. And probably with a few of the blacks.
Yeah. I just like sucking dick like with the lights off because I'm kind of embarrassed and shy. Like, you know, don't look at me. You know?
What do you guys say to the people that are at your show that were assaulting other people's by moshing?
They're
so
what?
Hard.
Wait, what was it?
Like the people that are getting hurt during your shows because of the mosh?
Honestly, I like when they get hurt. That's how you know they're
fun. I think it's fun. It's part of the show.
Because you fuckers are safe. I got run over twice. I'm a big dude and I got run over twice.
Did you see
by
my dad?
Kendall.
Did you see my dad in the pit?
I think your dad tried to help me up.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
My dad gets in the pit all the time.
Was your the dad that was yelling 450? 350?
No, no, no.
No, that was like some drunk dude.
I just met that guy.
You guys didn't know him?
No.
Nope.
He came with a friend of ours, though. But I didn't know him. He was drunk. That's why he was
drunk. Yeah.
350.
350. I'm going to lock him out of the room.
What about that venue y'all play? Where was it? Red Eye Fly?
Yeah.
You guys like that place?
No.
It's okay. I mean, we've only played there and the Ghost Room.
And Red 7.
So we kind of like want to... Oh, and Red 7, yeah. We want to like expand.
What about Emo's?
We would love to play there, but the thing is, like, we're not that big. And see, with Red Eye Fly is...
What do you mean you're not that big? Anyone can... I have recorded at Emo's. Like, and I'm nothing. At all. Like, you guys can play at Emo's. You guys are good to play anymore.
Thank you. Well, see, the thing is, like, we want to play other venues that aren't Red Eye Flies because we can't branch out in that venue. Like, he just throws in a whole bunch of bands that we don't even know. Like let's say Emos or the Dirty Dog or Red 7, they have, like, a group of bands that know each other and they'll play all together, which is the same genre. And, you know, they'll bring more fans because they all know each other.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think you guys are good bringing fans.
Thank you.
It looked like a good...
On the rainy day, dude, I actually had my standards really low that day.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
we actually did pretty good.
I expected less people to come.
Like, I don't even know. We didn't even go get our money yet.
What?
Yeah.
How much are you going to get paid?
Depending on how many people go.
Usually, it's always been like 120 plus, right?
120 for, almost every time it's been 120.
Really? And is that like the normal crowd that show up? About that size? On that rainy ass day?
Yeah.
If it wasn't raining, I'm pretty sure we would have gotten more.
We would have
gotten more.
Yeah.
That was actually a little bit less, maybe, than what we usually get.
Really?
And on top of that, I mean, parking everywhere was $20.
Yeah,
so
that was
really
not
blame
by
either.
I actually had like four friends tell me that they brought friends and they either got there late or they just couldn't find parking and just went home.
Yeah.
I mean, I got there in the time he told me, which was what, like four? I was already at top five.
He was like the first one there.
I was half drunk and I was like, guys, we have to go to Brian's show. And they're like, who's Brian? I'm like, I don't even know, let's just get there. As soon as we got there, that dude was such an ass. Oh my god.
But the drunk dude?
Yeah. Like he can't, well, he was nice at first. And then
once he got it.
Yeah, he was an ass, but that's, I mean, beside the point. He loved you guys. You guys were great.
Oh, but I don't know if you saw, like, someone had fallen off from the balcony.
He said the stage. Oh.
No, like someone had fell off from
the stage. Dude, I'm always scared that we're gonna fall off the stage.
And my dad ran and got the dude, like,
saved that dude's life.
Yeah,
he almost fell inside the river.
Yeah, like, he almost fell in the river. My dad just pulled him up and everything. Like,
and then my dad was falling too. He said that other people started tag teaming and just holding my dad's leg.
That guy was drunk too, man. And it's, that was pissing me off too, because like after we were done with the show and we were bringing down the instruments, like he was talking to your friend. The one that came with the other drunk dude that was saying, "True pity." I'm like, excuse me, like he wouldn't move, dude. And I had to like, he was pissing me off. I don't
did
know.
He work?
I didn't even see any of that.
I don't know who he was, dude.
The bass player was like, I was so high. You guys don't even know.
He was just
favorite drugs? No one?
No, not really.
My favorite drug is music.
Life.
Oh my god.
My favorite drug is life. I get high on life. And feet.
Video games. Anime.
Anime. What kind of anime?
Yeah. The good old Naruto, Dragon Ball Z.
Boo.
All that shit.
Boo. You watch Kill la Kill?
Do I watch what?
Kill la Kill.
Oh.
Yeah, don't
watch. I've been watching Black Lagoon with my girlfriend lately. That's a pretty good one.
Is that the one that just got on Cartoon Network?
You can watch his girlfriend in Martine at a Pornhub.
What the fuck?
Girl gets
eels. Don't lie to me. I was just there. That's why I was late.
Okay. Have you ever seen that porn though? Like a girl gets eels in her asshole? It's like some Asian porn.
Dude,
this bitch spits it out.
Is
like
YouTube shit in here?
My friend showed me pterodactyl sex. And I was like, what
the fuck?
What?
Pterodactyl sex.
I was like, pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl. No, pterodactyl. I know. So he showed me pterodactyl. So like, there's guys wearing pterodactyl costumes, and the chick.
Dude, there's
what?
A.
I was like, what?
Dude, I remember in high school, I actually showed my teacher safe for work porn.
What is safe for work porn?
They just like they edit the porn. Like, they, let's say there's a picture of like. I'm gonna use us as an example. So there's a picture of me sucking Euclid's dick and Martine is like fucking me through my ass. They'll edit the whole thing and put like a water fountain on Euclid's stomach and it'll look like I'm drinking water, and then it'll look like Martine's helping me, like, you know.
Look at your phone right now.
Oh my
god. Yeah, your Instagram.
Show me later. I can't. Let me get at least, like, I don't know how much time we got, but let me just get, like, at least 30 minutes. This is awesome.
Ah! Wow.
So what are you guys doing later on? You guys doing, like, any other shows from here on out, or?
We actually just got a show that got canceled.
We were.
It was a really important show.
Too. That got canceled?
Yeah.
What happened?
We don't even know. They just told us, hey.
No.
It's halt.
No more.
This was actually going to be our first show playing with same genre.
And not at Red Eye Fly.
It's going to be at the Dirty Dog. We'll sell tickets, you know, impress the whoever was running the show, and then hopefully getting a show there. But no. But we have a show at HEB.
I saw that. I got around to looking at the little list, and I was like, gay. I was like, I could have sworn you told me you'd never do that.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You were flipping your tortillas. You're like, I never play.
No. I said they wouldn't.
Those are your words exactly.
They wouldn't let me because my music's too heavy. Because
the sucker.
And so I had to tell Wes that we're gonna play soft stuff and covers. So we're not even gonna be playing just. We'll play our stuff, but like
acoustic versions of our songs.
Like the last song.
Basically, it's what you call selling out because the pay is good. Their payment's like $240, I think, for 2 hours. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, you can buy like a wireless mic for me and him.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, that's I'm not surprised about that. You should be able to afford a wireless mic for you and him. But I mean, the 240?
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just for 2 hours?
Yeah, we don't even have to play 2 hours.
Just quit your day job. Just
Just go. That's right. I told Wes, man, if anyone drops out, dude, just like let me know. It's 240, dude, man.
He's not there anymore, so I really don't
know. They let people play every there once a week or something? Or
every Friday and
Saturday. There's literally a one dude band, like some sort of Gerald Friend band, I don't know what it's called, but he's there every weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
And they could play the saxophone? Or
no, the dude that just, he plays the drums and the guitar by himself. He's just like, dum, 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 and then he switches to the guitar and then goes to the drums. It's terrible. It's awful.
What?
But people,
I wanna see that.
But people just sit there and drink their beer and just let it go because he's there.
That's probably why, like, those are his friends. You know?
I mean, I guess if you call that old creepy dude your friend, or whatever it is.
I bet he has a long dick.
So, people that were at the show, like some of my friends and some other people that were there, like his friends, they had some questions. I wrote them down. I didn't really think they were impertinent, but I really want to know what the fuck is that suck my fuck thing.
Honestly, dude, like I just thought,
because nobody knows what the fuck it means. Like my girlfriend was just like, I don't know why he kept saying it. It was annoying. I was like, I kind of liked it. I think it works.
It's annoying. My girlfriend hates it. She says it's annoying.
Whoa. You have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Do you really have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
So you all have well, you're getting married, and you all have girlfriends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
That shocked me. Sorry. Go on.
So, anyway, I saw on the YouTube video the band Attila. You heard of that band? Anyways, he's wearing a shirt saying, hashtag suck my fuck, and I'm like...
Is that... You stole it? So you stole it from somebody?
Basically, yeah.
That's a dick move, man.
It is a dick
move. Make up your own thing.
All right. Fuck my suck.
Fuck my suck.
I just really liked it. I started saying it and his friend was over and he just started repeating it like a lot. And so it just kind of stuck around.
So you guys like...
I didn't say it.
Why don't you guys just go up to Emo's and be like, hey, we're really good. We have our own t-shirt. By the way, I want one of those t-shirts.
We don't have them anymore. They sold out.
How much were they?
$10.
What the
15.
Fuck? Make some more.
20. They don't want to, dude. They have girlfriends and fiancés. And I can't do it on my own.
It took 3 people to make a t-shirt.
Well, dude, it cost a lot. It's almost $500 if you're just 50.
That's not that big. That's not that much.
Well, like, we pay rent and shit. And I have 2 cats. One of them who's always fucking sick.
Just put it down.
Alright,
it's done. It's done.
Just
Hold on. I apologize for that statement. Animal cruelty is not cool. I got an email because I said to kill this.
I like bestiality.
Okay, turn it around.
Turn it around. It's not animal cruelty. It's bestiality. Love that.
I don't have the energy to go in there and take out everything. So I'm not even.
I was watching this horse fucking a guy, and like you can see his dick like just poking out his stomach, like the
movie. That is nasty. Like the movie.
That's. That's okay. I can't get an email for that. So, <he's not. laughs> Dude, that looked like my dick.
That's cute, right?
I only had my dick called cute like 4 times. No, I don't like
and
that.
And then when it would go back, it would like suck it in like.
Oh,
that's nasty.
This is terrible. What about you? I haven't heard much from you. Like, what else do you do? Because I know what he does, I know what he does. Mm-hmm. But
plays piano too.
Not much. I just basically have 2 jobs, so I'm always busy at work. Just trying to save enough money to move out on my own. Just chilling with my girlfriend and my bandmates whenever I'm off, hanging out with my family. You know, nothing too exciting, but I mean, I've been saving up a lot of money, buying myself a whole bunch of random useless shit, like fixing on buying myself a huge ass TV.
Thank you.
Anime, mangas, DVDs. I waste my money on useless shit.
Good. So do I. I mean,
need to waste some money on those shoes.
Nah.
His shoes fucking talk all the time, dude.
What?
I'm just that hard of a worker.
What do you mean?
They tend to tear open, so like.
That's sad.
They don't even last me a month most of the time.
Just wear flip flops. That's what I do. Then I get
No.
I'm breezy. I gotta cut my toenails though.
Nah.
I can't. Why are we talking about fucking feet right now?
Well, we're here to talk about you, but every time I talk about you, it goes back to dicks, and these two aren't saying much. Even though clearly he is the more articulate one. Like this one, he knows how to interview.
He sucks dick.
You should let him do all the talking for any interviews from now on.
He sucks dick.
Clyde is good. He's good at what he does. And so, he's the drummer too. He doesn't even say anything.
So Clyde, what do you do in your spare time?
I work.
What else?
School.
Okay, maybe you're the one. Because okay. You just spat it out. That was pretty good.
Anything you like to do?
Play Yu-Gi-Oh.
He's a fucking Yu-Gi-Oh master.
A children's card game.
He is. I would know.
Come at him.
He beat me at regionals.
Heart of the cards.
Really he's really good.
Heart of the cards.
Guide him. Fucking Yu-Gi-Moto over here.
But we're also trying to see if we could save up to buy our own recording stuff. We want to start producing our own music.
See, this is the shit I'm talking about. That is good and podcast shit right there.
Ask him how long he's been saving up.
It's hard, but... So right now, I really want to get like an interface for my drums. But...
But what?
These guys don't want to help me out, so yeah.
Whoa!
We never fucking said that, dude. See, right now, honestly, since... We've sold about 42. We sold about 42 CDs.
Oh, I was looking at hundreds. It's like, whoa, good job, man.
42 CDs, and then what we're gonna get from the show, which we haven't picked up yet, we want to buy shirts. That way, people can go, you know, something to represent.
Okay.
Because like people sometimes they.
Why don't you do a GoFundMe?
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to fund us.
That's not true.
Ever since we all got girlfriends, we like the band went like 200 likes down.
Well, people don't have to know you have girlfriends. It's good. Your page is Good Day Paradise. It has all three of you on the cover. Nobody sees your girlfriends. And then a GoFundMe sounds perfect. You get all your shit. I GoFunded me for this shit right here, and I raised $1,200.
$1,200.
That's what bought this, and a few other things.
Damn.
Like, I got my mic from that. I got the two other mics I ordered, and I went ahead and...
Because I heard the whole GoFund thing. I mean, I really wanted to try it out, but I don't know who the... Like, does a GoFund, like, put in the front page or something?
No.
Just like,
or, like, Kickstarter? Isn't that what
it's like Kickstarter, yes. But with GoFundMe, it's just, like, you put in a goal that you want to reach, and then you put in a description. You're like, hey... You know, this is Good Day Paradise. We're a band. We're trying to do this. We're trying to get gigs here. We're trying to do this. But in order for us to make better music, we need this equipment, blah, blah, blah. Put on the equipment that you specifically want. Like, you can click and drag it on there, onto the description. And people can click on it. And sometimes people will buy you the stuff. They will send it to you. And I put on one of the headsets. It was like $50. But they clicked on it and they just sent it to me.
You fucking make $50. Well, why couldn't you just buy it?
Well, back then I didn't make a lot of money. I've been doing this for about, like 6-7 months. And so when I first started, I wasn't a manager yet. And so I wasn't making any good money. And so I was like, well, I want to do this. And I just got the job at the radio station. And this is a good way to go off of it. So I did it and I got $1,200. And then a few free things, like little cheap things.
How long?
Nice.
I sat up there for 30 days.
30 days?
Yeah. And then
so like a month.
Yeah, because you set a value goal. Once you reach that value goal, they just cut you off. And they're like, okay. Here's your money, and they send it to you directly through, you know, if you have a bank account set up, you set it there. If it's a PayPal, they give it to you through PayPal.
That's nice.
It's awesome, and you get to see a lot of people, a lot of fans, like, because when I first did this, I had a smaller one, and with this specific podcast, it goes straight up north, so the people up north get it before the southern people do, and so I had a lot of northern fans that listened, and they would send me shit, and then once it got to the southern fans, like 3 days later, I would get a few more things. So it just kind of trickled down, and it worked. So I mean, I don't see why it couldn't work for you guys easily.
We'll try.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys you're pretty big on Facebook. I'd say, right?
Yeah,
right. We are. I mean, we're there. I'd say you are. I mean, you guys have between all three of you, I think 900 plus likes. Easy, right?
Close to.
But my brother brings most of the fans. I will admit that he's more of the people person. So
ever since we got Martin as well, like we've connected with all his friends from Del Valley as well. So it's not just me now; it's this guy too.
But it's still mostly you, because you already had the same ones that
guys. Quit sucking his dick. We all know you're the talent. Don't worry.
Quit sucking his
dick. It's okay.
It hurts. Why you want to talk about dick anymore?
No. That's my fault. My bad. Asshole. Yeah, you guys should totally do that.
I mean, it's not like, you know.
I mean, if you do it,
what do we have to lose?
Yeah, you got nothing. I mean, if you don't make your money deadline, any money that you raised, it just doesn't get added. Like, it's like, oh, we wanted $1,000. We only got 20. Okay, well, thank God. He doesn't give us any money. So he goes back to
like, all. Like all of it, or is there like a percentage?
They will only take whatever, because it's all fundraiser. I don't know if it's been corporatized yet, but if it is, then they'll take a percentage. I think it's like maybe 10%. But even then, you know, it's still worth it. You know, you get what you need done. So I say give it a shot. Personally, I'll give you $100. I'm not worried about it. It's easy. So there's that.
All right. Well, so we're gonna set up our thing for $105.
I just gave you $100. Don't waste the time. But yeah, you guys are great. I think you're great, lad.
Stop sucking my dick, dude. You already told us
that. Okay, listen. If you want to be real, you can totally like not fuck up and actually play the guitar, right? Because I remember it was.
Dude,
I was in technical difficulties.
I mean, seriously,
what did that guy say? I wonder you don't play anymore.
What did that guy say?
The sound guy we had said it was like his first time.
Yeah, so like it was kind of like really Southside Southwest. It was kind of
You heard him, right? Because we asked him if he could set up the lights for us at the intro. Because we had the Superman theme playing as our intro, and we asked him if like there was any way he could just like dim the lights, and then by the time we start playing to you know put them back on, and he was all like, "I'll try, man, but I mean, this is like my first time messing with this stuff." So
oh, man.
I was like, "Oh, okay, it's all good."
So you don't have your own dude?
No. We said we could use AJ, but I mean, it's not like he really. Well,
and AJ is a technician or something.
AJ is his bandmate / supervisor.
Oh, fuck!
No, but he's real good. He knows a lot about you know that stuff. And he rambles on and on about reverbs and all this audio.
So that's his shit. That's his bread and butter.
I don't understand. Yeah,
he's also hot. Like he's really short and has a nice body.
Not gonna lie, yeah, he does. He had a six pack. He's all fucking short.
Yep.
That nigga's like 3'2".
Yeah. Okay, not that short, was it? But yeah, he's really good with you know audio and whatnot as far as all that stuff goes. And he's also a really great guitar player. Brian.
Oh. He's pretty good, dude.
So like, they should
really
replace
he's
you.
Fucking ridden,
huh? They should replace you.
They should.
No. They should. Oh my god. No. Kick Brian out. Bring in that guy, and then you can go work with Phoenix.
So who's gonna be your singer?
No, work with Sphinx.
Sphinx.
They're pretty local, they're good.
He interviewed Sphinx.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna do it again. I love Sphinx, love Aaron Miller. He's
the
great
keyboardist
guy.
Actually recorded
yeah.
our stuff.
Yeah, you told me about it. How's that going? Because he did a great job with the recording. Again.
Actually, he just recorded it at one of our high school friends, Jamal, edit everything to make it sound super like professional.
Yeah. Right now he's playing in a cumbia band called Master Sound Blaster or something like that.
Master
Blast. Yeah, they played at South by Southwest. They're
really?
Like big.
Yeah, they're pretty
thing.
Big.
Master Blast. Master
black.
Blaster sound, something like that. So.
And he's black. So. So like you know, for all those African Americans, you know, you can expand.
No, no, no! Please don't send me an email.
Oh god.
You didn't mean that. Thank you. But it's still kind of a big deal. You guys played South by, right?
Second one?
Yeah. Wait, y'all did this prior?
Last year, but 2 years ago?
Well, this one was like, I mean, it wasn't the music South by Southwest, it was more the beginning of South by Southwest.
Like,
you know, like
the pre-South.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Last year, 2 years ago?
2012,
we did like a legit, well, I guess it was still like pre, but this one was free. This one was free though, and like it felt more South by Southwest than this one right here. And like for the first time ever, dude, there was a line outside waiting for us.
Really?
A huge line. Huge line.
What happened?
Just because it was free, that's why it was free.
And so I like have a girlfriend at the time.
So I'm assuming you guys are going to do next year, right?
Hopefully.
Actually, now that we're more prepared, now we have a CD, and you know, we actually got songs, a lyric video. We'll actually be trying to get more involved with the, you know, playing live shows, and we can actually apply for South by Southwest, you know, because they ask for a song.
Okay.
You know, and then they'll place us wherever they want, if they like us.
Yeah.
So I put on my Facebook feed and on my website that I was interviewing you guys, and somebody in Austin was like, "Oh, I like them. I can't remember the name. Don't ask me the name." I can probably one of your friends.
What's the name?
The guy or girl?
It's girl, definitely a girl. She hot? Because I was like, nice breasts. No. I mean, nice breasts.
Is it your sister?
No. Race? Ethnicity?
She's a white girl.
Religion?
Does she use open-toed shoes?
Does her hobbies include hiking, traveling?
Kitchen.
Where are you guys, like, I guess her thing was, you was like, ask them where they get their stuff from.
Gonna eat now?
Mmm,
comer. A bit.
Mmm, comer.
Otro ratito.
Estamos haciendo una entrevista.
Casi terminamos.
Okay.
Wow.
No, it's fine.
I wanted to, you know, come interview her, and she's like, well, like, you know, when I first had Euclid, you know, it really stretched my shit out. Right, it came out really easy. And I knew he was gonna be the one.
The one for what?
Love of her life.
Your mom hates you, bro.
She breastfeeds me still. When she's not around, my dad does. We all know where he breastfeeds me.
Where do y'all get y'all's inspiration from?
My dad. No, seriously though, my dad was like me and my brother's first inspiration. Martin.
I'm not gonna lie, as far out of genre as it is compared to the music we play, my inspiration came from a band called Him, especially the lead singer called Villa Valo.
Like Bam Margera's favorite band?
Yeah.
I've never listened to him.
Me neither.
Never.
Mm-hmm. So
I've checked out.
I know, right? It's totally different from what we play. And even then, there's still an inspiration, because a lot of the songs that I wrote before I was in Good Day Paradise was like almost that style of music. But anyways, yeah, I got influenced mostly from Him, and you know, that's where I decided to pick up the guitar. It was only mostly because I wanted to play some of their songs, but then it evolved into, oh man, I want to make my own music now. You pick up a guitar, you learn how to play an instrument, and you feel like, man, I can make any song in the world right now.
Any song.
So I can make my own music, you know, it's a really good feeling.
To be honest, one of my first songs was called My Dick Has a Rash. I shit you not, you can
make it. It is real. He has a video on MySpace. If it still exists, that is.
MySpace is still real.
I didn't have a rash, it just sounded funny. My inspiration was actually Blink-182, and that was funny.
I'm gonna write down My Dick Has a Rash so I can look that up in a second.
Like, Blink-182 is like one of my main inspirations, and they have a song called I Wanna Fuck My Dog in the Ass.
There's no way. I love Blink-182. I've never heard of that song.
They do.
Literally, I wanna fuck my dog in the ass.
I'm literally like a fucking pirate in the ass.
It just goes like that. And so then I was like, dude, I'm gonna make something funny like that.
And I was about to bash you for Him, because I didn't even know who that was, but dude.
No, but seriously though, I think I speak for my brother and I when I say that we're influenced by just about every band that's out there, right?
Besides country.
Oh, country. Thank God, I hate country.
I'm sorry, I don't like country.
I'm not gonna lie, there's some songs that are kind of.
There's people that like country.
That's true.
I feel like it's boring to me. I'm sorry.
It is.
It puts me to sleep, and I don't find it entertaining.
It's always the same shit. It's about a girl, attractor, a dog.
And like, to me,
attractor.
I'll be a hypocrite for saying this, but mate, like all country, like all the guy country singers, they all sound the same.
Oh, Papa, they do. My band sounds like Blink-182.
That's your voice.
My Chemical Romance.
No, okay, I gotta say this. I don't know if you guys like Green Day or not. I hate Green Day. I can't do Billy.
I like Green Day.
I like Green Day. The first song my brother and I played when we first started with the rock band in California called Las Camisas Negras, Black Shirts, was the first song that we played was What's Her Name by Green Day. That's the first punk song, rock, anything we ever played in our lives.
But before that, I was a keyboardist. So, and then my dad needed like a drummer when him and my brother would start playing. So I'm like, oh, let me jump in. And from there.
That is so cool.
Basically, my dad, if it weren't for my dad, me and my big brother wouldn't be musicians.
Yeah.
So you guys did a fan of the band.
Yeah.
It's like the part.
Yeah.
Basically, we're like Selena, but like the male version. Literally, my dad beat the shit out of us to play.
we yeah he would and should I tell him about the DS time?
What's the DS?
I remember he wanted me to learn a Carpenter song on the keyboard, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure it out what were the notes. And my dad's like, and I remember I got that DS, I found it, and I recently bought a Mario game for my cousin, and he was just screaming at me that, like, what are the notes? Like, never do learn, or I'm gonna break the DS. I'm like, I can't. He fucking throws it on the floor many times. And then he grabs like a dumbbell and fucking just breaks the grain of the game. And I'm like, I was fucking
terrified. He made his point though. Look how good of a drummer my brother is.
Oh my god. Does he like. Did he ever apologize for that? Ever?
Nope. we're gonna come at him tonight when we see him. Hey, Dad, remember that?
But yeah, like, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't
do it with his karaoke machine.
In all seriousness, it was all, like, I mean, you know, good and bad.
Are you about to say it's worth it?
Good and bad, really, I thank my dad for doing that, because, I mean, honestly.
For breaking his DS?
But you know, from the good and bad of him wanting us and sometimes even forcing us to play music that we didn't even want to play.
Mostly forced.
Why don't you tell my dad that to his face? Like, good and bad, if it weren't for him, we wouldn't be Good Day Paradise, you know? I think the biggest reason why Good Day Paradise will ever stick around is because we're like a brother band. And then Martin was one of the first guys I ever met when I first moved to Texas.
So you're just kind of like family.
Yeah, basically I've known him my whole Texan life, which was when I was 13.
But let's just clarify some things. We weren't the first members of Good Day Paradise.
Yeah.
Brian was the... He's the original one, basically.
Hold on. Now you're blowing my fucking mind. Because I just assumed that it like started up just you three. No. And it was like two brothers, and then it was like, oh, we'll bring in this dude that I've known for...
I'm in a long story short, it.
I mean, I have time.
My brother didn't want to play in a band. He just wanted to play his type of music. And at the time, I was influenced a lot by acoustic pop. Stephen Jerzak, Never Shout Never, Secondhand Serenade, all that bitch music, you know?
Well, yes, okay.
I'm going to get bitches music. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Right, and so my brother didn't want to be in a band, and like I guess at the time he wasn't really like, you know.
I wasn't that good.
No, he wasn't that. He's always been good.
Still crying over the DS.
From when we moved to Texas, right? he started out in 10th grade, and I was in 8th grade. So there were battle of the bands at his school, which was Aikens High.
That was the first one.
He never wanted to do it. And I'm like, dude, let's just play cover songs because we didn't have music. Yeah. And as soon as I went to high school, it was junior year when I finally said, well, I'm going to do battle of bands with or without you. And so I asked actually someone, one of his friends, which is Shane Cepeda. I'm like, hey, dude, we need someone to play. Can you, I know this is not your style of music, but can you play drums for me just for Battle of the Bands? And he said, all right, cool. And then I got my best friend at the time, Eduardo. I taught him how to play bass, and then we just formed right there.
Is bass that easy, though?
Yeah, it is. Another story, Martin actually joined the band as a rhythm guitarist. And then
I was supposed to be second guitarist.
We were going to be a four-piece band, but at the time we had complications with my friend Ed, and, you know, sadly, we had to kick him out the band, and then we dropped Martin from guitar to bass, and honestly, it's worked out better than I've ever thought GDP would work.
What did you do to Eduardo?
To be honest, like, I mean, we just, personal, you know, differences, and also... At the time, you know, he was going to school, like full-time school, and so, you know, but we would always work something out. But I don't know, maybe we just got in each other's nerves. You know how I am.
Yeah,
I fuck around too much. And then he was like, you know, another Brian. So, you know, having two in one band.
I was
going to
say, how the fuck do you guys deal with that?
We're actually crazy.
Dude, I...
Well, yeah, you. I'm sorry.
So
my brother used to beat the shit out of me. I think he stopped beating the shit out of me once he found out I can lift more than him.
Oh, okay.
That's not true. All right.
You probably could still lift. You could weigh, lift more than me, but I will always kick your ass.
It's only because of brother, like, you know.
It's
because
of love, man.
One wolf can be stronger than the alpha male, but he won't do anything because the alpha male is just, you know, alpha male. And that's how it is. Big brother will always win.
Word.
Because he knows I'm the alpha male.
Oh,
he
said you suck it.
Basically, like. Just easy how... No, I'm just playing. I was going to say something really bad.
Go.
But anyways, so, you know, the same thing happened with Shane. You know, he had a girlfriend as well. I swear girlfriends always break up bands, but...
You guys seem to be doing fine.
Because our girlfriends actually support us with our music.
My fiancé's hardcore into music as well.
I mean, so. She had her own thing going on too. I mean, she's even right now in the house.
On top of that, I think it helps because my girlfriend is also artistic. She's not into music, but we're both into, like, the fine arts. So we've always been, like, into, you know, music, drawing, painting, all that kind of stuff. So she's very supportive of that.
So
that.
She's a creative
when it comes to that aspect, we're both very... highly imaginative, creative people, you know?
Oh, okay. So
that helps a lot, too.
But just to, like, clear things up, Good Day Paradise started off as a one-man band, and then I added my friend Ed. Shane was just, you know...
Live drummer.
And then we told Ed to step down and be a live bassist because...
Was he cool then?
Deep inside, I'm pretty sure he was like...
I mean, I don't want to delve too much into it if you guys don't want
to
talk about
No, that's cool. I mean, like, he probably won't even listen to this. So we can just...
No, but I was going
to listen. We told them to step down because, I mean, it's just, you know, you got to do a full 100% effort, not just one person do everything. And, I mean, then, you know, my brother stepped in once he knew that I was going to kick Shane out, and ever since then, that's how Good Day Paradise has been.
And it worked out great.
It has been. I mean, when Ed was in the band, we actually had three songs that are inside the EP, which is a Friend Zone, Breakdown, and It's Alright. We had all the songs when Ed was around, and then once Martin jumped in, we had made Teenage Wasteland and Prodigy. So it all worked out really good, and we're actually working on new material.
That's what I was gonna ask. Are you guys like writing together, or do you guys write separately, or who does most of the creative work?
I'm just a drummer. That's it.
That's
but a really good drummer.
Drum solo.
Pretty good drummer, right?
No, I'm trying
to learn gospel drumming right now. That's like the hardcore stuff. Like,
gospel drumming, huh?
Dude. No, like that's where like the black guys are. Man, they
what the.
No, gospel drumming is mostly, I've only seen YouTube videos of black people playing it, and they're great, and that's what I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to get to gospel drumming, because that's where, like, it gets more technical, and I want to really add that to Good Day Paradise, like, where, like, I'm very modest, I don't like people complimenting me. I don't like it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I still want them to be like, damn, he's still good. And when they see the gospel, they'll be like, damn, man, that's one cool cat.
Basically, like, he's going to be one of the best drummers in the world. And
what are you going to be?
I'm just going to be that guy behind, you know, the drummer.
So, like, since he's just a drummer, yes.
Well, I play a keyboard also.
Well, a keyboard, yeah. So you're a creative son of a bitch. That's just what it is. That's just how it goes. So I'm assuming, I don't want to say you, but do you do the writing? A lot of the writing?
No, I've written some of my own. Like, we're working on one song that I actually wrote, but I mean, these guys just refine it and make it way better than what I originally wrote.
Being modest. He wrote the whole song. All I did was, like, add two or three
songs.
It's a new song called Mary Lou.
It's not called that.
Well,
but
for right now, it's called
Mary Lou. Honestly, yeah, of course, most of the songwriting has been Brian, so Brian gets all the...
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Really? So you wrote most of everything on the EP?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could learn... I'm going to try learning guitar. I really want to start creating and adding to GUDP, but... Drummers just can't be guitars.
He's being modest. We always, whenever there's like a meme, and believe me, like, these guys have rejected like two or three songs that I've made since we've been in a band. Y'all have. You know, not that we're trying.
They're looking down like whatever.
No, but like I mean, like it's all for the right reasons. Because shit, I don't even remember how the songs went. And if they did reject it, we always, you know, you rejected those three songs, so I'm gonna take maybe one or two parts from those songs, make a new song, and just add it into one. But my brother's always up to like adding new drums. You know, oh, I want to do this, that. You know,
see, like what I've from what I've the bands that I've interviewed beforehand, like. The biggest issue I've seen between them is because every one of the groups want to write a song and then do their own song. But you guys are just amazing to me because you collaborate together so easily.
That's
like it just works for you guys.
That's a lie.
I don't know.
No, I'm just playing. To be honest, dude, I always ask Martin because he's like a fucking genius.
Stop eating his dick.
He knows. He's like your own personal Google, and with vocabulary as well. This dude is like. Really huge with it, and so
yeah.
He'll proofread everything.
Really,
and
he'd be learning
the grammar Nazi.
Yeah, and so like you know, I'll be like, "Hey, does this sound good?" And then he'll
look at it.
But we're gonna actually work on a full length CD, and this one I don't want to just be the one to write mostly everything. It's gonna be Martin, Euclid, and Bryant writing everything. You know, even if it's Martin making. One song, all the instruments, and me doing, you know, lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be everyone's gonna collab. Mm-hmm.
But what about a music video? I know you guys did that lyric video, but
yeah,
we actually have we contacted a friend and he said he would, you know, record a video for us for like a cheap price, and we actually gonna record like right.
On this little in that house,
abandoned house. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's perfect. You know,
it's creepy as fuck.
That's the point.
What were you gonna do?
I don't even know. Like we haven't even like gotten there. He's just waiting for us.
Stay together for the kids style where everyone's just breaking.
Yeah, that's the whole, I wanna do maybe I was thinking a breakdown, you know, just like go apeshit, like play actual live, you know, and then have a whole bunch of group of our friends just come around and fuck around, you know, bonfire maybe and just have fun.
Yeah, please.
If I may, just do a double. Just like do breakdown and then like Teenage Wasteland. Just go into Teenage Wasteland and then just have it all tore up and then you guys just do like just a Teenage Wasteland thing. It's just like it's like a dual thing. I think Green Day did it.
Yeah, they did Holiday and then Holiday went to Boulevard.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
And then like get a tank. Yeah, because tanks make shit happen.
Cardboard one.
No.
Just
I
can
get
CGI. In the future, all of my dad's animals, his geese, chickens, rooster, dogs.
Yeah, just get them on. Just have them like just slowly walking through, and everybody's bodies.
It'll be like Babe in the City, the prequel.
Oh my god! The same amount of people that watch that movie are gonna listen to this podcast.
But
you should feel great about yourself.
So far, we've only made like two songs, and we're not in no hurry because we literally just released an EP. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I was thinking, next year have a full length album. We were thinking maybe 2013.
Which is nice. Which that's why I'm saying we should produce our own music, have someone else mix it.
That's not a bad idea.
Producing it is because when we were creating the EP.
Pick that up.
Sorry, we were creating the EP. It was complicated because the money and then what, like
time,
like it was our first time recording or producing with someone. So you know, like we didn't want to spend so much money.
Well, how much money did the EP cost?
To be honest, I forgot, but I want to say it's somewhere around $2,000 to $2,500.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
And that's to say that my friend Jamal, who mixed the whole EP, he hooked it up. Because this was actually his first time mixing an actual CD that was going to be put out. So we popped his cherry and he popped ours.
But yeah, and as a drummer, it was my first time recording using the metronome. So it was difficult.
Really?
It was hard. And so we want to start producing our own songs, so it'll be much easier that way, and then we won't worry about time or money that way.
Yeah.
But basically, I think the hardest thing was trying to get all of us together in just one day, you know, because it's not like we could tell Corey, which is the guy who's, you know, the main, you know, recording thing.
Producer.
It was really hard because it's not like he could... you know, say yes to whatever day I wanted, because, you know, he has his own thing going on too, yeah, with his band and touring and other bands that he's recording. But, I mean, with Jamal, it was pretty, I guess, simple, just a little longer, because, like I said, it was his first time as well. But he would just come over to my place, and he would edit everything.
Ah, that's awesome. I mean, well, that being said, do you guys, because he works with so many people, I don't know if he works with a lot locally, but do you guys find yourself, like, in competition with a lot of local artists? Because I know Bright Light Social Hour is really picking up speed, and so, and Sphinx is doing well for themselves, and just a slew of local bands. And do you guys find any issues getting venues because of them, or?
To be honest, man, dude, I the only, like, punk band I know that's, like, really good, probably the only ones I've heard in Texas, or in Austin, I'd say, is Thieves. They're pretty good.
Oh, they're, yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's a competition, because, first of all, those guys are always playing a show at good venues, and we've only played at the Redhead Fly for the longest time, and, basically, we just need to get out there more. I mean, I don't really know a lot of punk bands, and people don't want to see a screamo band play and then, you know, have Good Day Paradise next, you know?
Yeah.
Put us with Metallica and Iron Maiden.
You could open up for Iron Maiden.
Hey, I mean, even if people... Yeah, if we open for Iron Maiden, at least we'll get known that way.
People are like, who the fuck are these guys? Good Day Paradise.
Oh, they're a bunch of pussies. We're like Gay Day Paradise.
Perfect. So, I mean, you guys seem pretty optimistic for the future, though.
Yeah.
You guys seem very hopeful for it all. I mean, a year, I don't know. Like, I'm not music. I deal with media. I deal with the media itself. And normally, whenever somebody wants to get known or thrown out there, they do it as soon as possible, as fast, because they kind of get blasted away or thrown away by something that's here and now. And so I'm not saying, like, I'm concerned at all for you guys. You guys are great.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can do whatever you want. But is there, like, at any point you guys doing anything in, like, minuscule seasons? Like, something in 3 months and then something else in 3 months? And then...
Yeah, we actually always... I don't think we ever just stop doing something for more than 3 months. There's always going to be something new with Good Day Paradise every month, two months or three. You know, we won't ever not have anything new. We always try to keep some hype up. We don't want to just die, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly want to say we died a little because we didn't play shows for...
Almost a whole year.
Almost a whole year because we were working on the EP.
Oh, I think I just broke this chair.
You're overweight.
That's fine. I'll stand. That's fine.
Did it break?
Nah, I just molded it because I'm 220 pounds. That's fine. I can stand. I'm not worried about it.
Look at that.
I set my cock on this.
It's like really little. It's really little, so yeah, I guess you can just set it there.
Back to Jake's. Just for you, Brian.
Your microphone is on the uncircumcised knee. It's all like.
Don't touch it! I mean, you can touch it. Don't touch it like that.
Let's throw up.
Thanks, I appreciate it. So, is there anything you guys want to say to anybody that, you know, that listen to you frequently or that really stand behind you guys? Because, I mean, we know you're going to start a Kickstarter. Like, that's just, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that you guys have nothing to say to them. You're like, I'm going to fuck you guys.
Yeah, you guys all
wait, suck. Say the question again.
We just want your money. No. Nah.
I mean, because you guys, I'm not going to say you guys are going to blow up because that's just fictitious of me, but I'm just going to say, you guys are good.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do, except for Brian. But other than that, you guys are really, really good. So, I mean, I have no doubt you guys can play emos in no time.
Hopefully, that will be that or opening for like big pop bands like what Mayday Parade, All Time Low, that kind of stuff. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Warped Tour. Just open it up.
That's what we're. That's another thing here.
To
yeah.
be honest, like on that Warped Tour thing that we've been trying to do is we.
Warped
I mean,
Tour Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, Battle of the Bands.
Oh yeah,
and. We've been stuck for like on the 70 or 80, and to be honest, the way I see it is like we won't be able to play because there's like so many other bands that have more, you know, fans, they have bigger things going on, but I see it more of as a promotion, keeping us alive, you know, because
mm-hmm.
People who haven't bought our EP can listen to our stuff for free right there, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just building up more hype for when we have a next show or
good. Mm-hmm. Just good making. I mean, you guys made it work. But what about ACL? I know, it sounds a little odd, but ACL has open bands now, so you just go and you play like off auditorium shores, and you can, I mean, you can sign up and do it. They started it last year.
We've never done ACL. That's a thought to keep in mind.
I mean, it's here now, so I mean, guys, just go. Just take your interest and start playing outside.
We'll do that. I mean, you never know. Fuck, might run into someone who likes his shit, and you know, their friend will have another.
Well, guys, we're about at an hour. So, is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Or?
Suck my fuck. Fuck my
no,
suck.
No, you can't say suck my fuck if somebody else already took it.
Cunt. Cuntalicious. Cuntalia.
I don't think you can.
The
no,
Greek cunt.
It's gonna bleep it out.
The Greek cunt goddess.
The Greek cunt.
Let's just end it with thank yous. You know. You know, I really want to take the time to appreciate our fans, you know, who have always supported us. There are some main people we really owe a lot of credit to as far as the recording for the album goes. Obviously, as we already said, Corey, Dennis, and our high school friend Jamal Knox. And also, I want to give a huge shout out to a friend of ours named Valerie. She made our front album cover. Did a badass job
yeah.
on it.
I look great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Awesome. And friends of ours who did like backup vocals or record some vocals with us, Adrian, Brandon.
Team. That's why they can buy a CD and look at the thing.
I was just gonna let him go. He was having a great time with that.
We had
our moms, our dads, anyone who's been in touch with Good Day Paradise since, you know, we first came out, and you
Jesus.
Know,
Eric, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the podcast.
And Eric.
Thank you, Eric. See you at work.
If there's anyone we forgot, we apologize. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys.
And y'all's money.
Brian, Mikhail, Clyde, thank you guys for jumping on this.
Bye!
That's it. Good job, guys.
Dude, my cat's just like licking your toes.
I know, he likes how it tastes.
Just like Doritos.
Oh, you don't even fucking know, man. Jesus. You guys did great. Good job, see?
Who would you rather fuck? Majin or Sozin?
Who's Sozin? Sozin.
Garfield looking cat.
I like redheads.
I need to pee because I've been holding that shit.
He gave such a beautiful goodbye speech.
No, you can't go in there.
Go in there.
What's wrong with that? There's an incubator.
What?
For the chicken eggs.
We're going.
Oh.
Stop. You can.
That's right. I grow chickens here.
It's supposed to be dark.
It's supposed to be quiet. Why do we record here if it's supposed to be quiet?
You have your own thing. I know. We're here too, right?
Yeah.
No, we have to sit there and like give it love.
The chickens?
Geese.
Oh, okay. Are you shitting me?
No, come over here, dude.
No, I don't want to look at the geese.
No, it's just eggs.
Oh, I don't want to look at geese eggs.
Apparently, I have my own egg.
You have your own egg?
Someone put my name in there, most likely my dad or my mom's handwriting.
It's named after you.
God.
Hey, Good Day Paradise also does as a farm. Oh, great.
Mariah has one, too.